Time Warner Audiobooks presents The Daily Show with Jon Stewart presents America the Book, the audiobook, A Citizen's Guide to Democracy in Action. America the Book, the audiobook, is intended to give students a basic understanding of the fundamental underpinnings of the United States government, its history, and its people. It should not be considered a replacement for watching television. And now a word from TV's Jon Stewart.
Hi, I'm TV's Jon Stewart. Welcome, non-reader, and congratulations. You're about to embark on an exciting journey of sound, a journey through history, through civics, through social studies. It gets better. But first, a word from one of our founding fathers.
Foreword by Thomas Jefferson.
When America the Book, the audiobook, first approached me about penning the foreword to their tome, I was surprised. Firstly, the foreword is not my bailiwick, but rather the Declaration. Forgive my conceit, but if one is looking to introduce a grand composition with a pithy and clear pronouncement, my declaratives are second to none. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Google it, if ye doubt the claim. Also of some concern, I have been dead for... Oh, Lord, has it really been 178 years? My goodness, time certainly flies when you are no longer consigned to your earthly vessel. Notwithstanding, Irv over at Warner Books sent me some galleys, and I have to say, funny. Not John Winthrop's A Comparative Treatise on the Most Unusual of Distinctions Twixt the Fairer of Species and Her Masculine Counterpart funny, but funny. Of course, Sally was less enthused. You are the author of the Declaration of Independence, a scholar, a statesman. This is beneath you. It's not even network. But truth be told, I was itching to get back to the quill and paper, and declaration work is not as steady as it used to be. Sally may not like it, but as we used to say in the back parlors of 18th-century Paris, tough titties. I was also looking forward to this opportunity to dispel some of the mythology surrounding myself and my fellow founders, particularly the myth of our infallibility. You moderns have a tendency to worship at the altar of the fathers. The First Amendment is sacrosanct. We will die to protect the Second Amendment. So dramatic. Do you know why we called them amendments? Because they amend. They fix mistakes or correct omissions, and they themselves can be changed. If we had meant for the Constitution to be written in stone, we would have written it in stone. Most things were written in stone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?